It's Monday. It's crunch time. As a rule, that leads us here.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Wow. We're silent on it this time.
It gets better and better every time. I don't care what you
why
say.
Why does the same thing improve?
Yeah. It doesn't change. And yet it gets better.
I'm in.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. You're the only one in the room who hates it, Nick.
All right. So today's...
Because it means work for him. I just get to act like an idiot
That is two against one.
So we're going day by... We're going day by day, coast to coast, sport by sport for the weekend. Here we go.
Wow.
Eastern
Day by day, coast by coast.
Well, like, yeah, so two. Eastern Conference, West Conference.
West side, which is the best side.
Yeah, West Coast, best coast.
We lead with the West, right?
Just let him finish.
We're saving the best for last, West for last. Eastern Conference NBA playoffs on Saturday. It started off defending champs, 2-seed taking on the Pacers, ends 109-108 Cavs. And then my Bucks and the Greek Freak walk all over the Raptors, 97-83. How did those games rate for you?
About the same. I watched them, and you know what? I guess the honest thing is I checked in on the Bucks, and it was a blowout, so I didn't check back. But with the Cavs, I checked in. It looked like they were going to blow them out, and I took the time to check back. So I'm going to go with an 8 on the Cavs and a 5 on the Bucks, but only because of the lopsided nature of the Milwaukee game.
Yeah, I would probably say a 3 for the Bucks. I actually checked in with that one. I saw Antetokounmpo dunk all over 3 guys. I was like, oh my God! And then, you know, I remembered that it was the Bucks and the Raptors and kind of lost interest just because of that. Cavs-Pacers is always interesting, especially when it comes down to the ending that happened there. So I'd probably say that's like a 7 for me.
All right.
Now, NHL in the East on Saturday. The Sens get past Boston in OT 4-3, and then in double overtime, it was the Leafs past the Capitals 4-3. Both series tied at 1, and they're both starting to play at the top of the hour. How did those series rate for you?
I did not see any of the Sens game. I was engaged, although I'm married now, so that seems odd.
Yeah, that's weird.
But the Leafs and Caps, I was doing more than the casual check-in. So I got to be honest, if it wasn't for my phone, I wouldn't have checked at all on the Sens game. And the Leafs and Caps was really entertaining. I'm going 8 on that one.
Yeah, I'd say the first one's probably like a 1 for me. I knew that it was happening, but I did not watch any of it. Maple Leafs, Caps, yeah, double OT, I mean... 3.
Honest answers count.
Yep.
The best coast on Saturday in the NBA, the Spurs did their thing. They walked past the Grizzlies, and the Clippers go full NBA playoff Clippers, not able to close out the Jazz as Joe Johnson hits a game-winning buzzer beater.
Right.
Because I did my synopsis and my breakdown and said Utah has a really good chance to win this series, I jumped off my couch when Johnson hit that shot. I was fully engaged in Clippers Jazz in case you think you guys need lives. I gave it like, yeah! And then I was like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you?
I feel dirty.
So that was an 8. The Spurs was too much of a blowout. Again, if it was for the title or for the West, I'd have been a little more engaged. It was like, check in, this is over. So I probably only watched like 3-4 minutes, so I'm going to give that a 2.
Spurs-Grizz is a snooze fest to begin with.
Yeah, it's a mismatch.
And if it's a blowout, forget about it. Jazz-Clippers, I've never been able to get excited about the Jazz ever. And it's the Clippers. I mean, look, okay, I guess, you know, at least Stockton and Malone, there were really good high-profile players there, but they were still boring. And Utah's...
Pick and roll, man.
Utah's Utah, man. I don't... Do I have to give it a score?
That's fair.
Only to
That's
take
fine.
Part in
yeah.
the segment.
I'm going to give that a 3 as well.
Okay. Steve's Preds must have taken some of MJ's magic water from Space Jam movies, hiding it at the United Center, shutting out the Blackhawks twice on the road, going up 2-0, while the Calgary Flames haven't won at the Honda Center, beating the Anaheim Ducks in over 25 straight games. How did those games do for you?
Preds, game one, I would have given it a 9 because I watched the entire second and third period. Game two, it was like, I'm checking in. It's like, every time
Yeah.
The Predators scored a goal. They were made 2-0, 3-0. Chicago would get the faceoff. Pressure. No score. Rene turns everything aside. They'd race down and score. So they blew him out. So by the end, it was, I didn't even watch the third period. So that was a 4. And the other one, I didn't check in much on it, even though it was a better game. So I'm going to give that one a 3.
Yeah, actually, as the score got more lopsided, that game got more interesting. Because the Blackhawks not being able to score a goal against the Preds in two games is incredible. Like, so I mean, that gets more interesting the more they get blown out in my random, not really paying much attention to the NHL fandom. So I'd give that like a 4. I mean, Rene not giving up a goal at all is nuts to the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks are really, really good. So how are they not able to score a goal? Yep. So, I mean, that's interesting to me. Flames, I have no reference for the Flames. The Anaheim Ducks, I know about them from a movie about the Mighty Ducks. Yeah, I got nothing on that. One.
Sunday on the East Coast in the NBA, the Bulls get past the 1-seed cheating Celtics despite a more than heroic performance from Isaiah Thomas after the passing of his sister. Yeah. Dwayne Wade's dunk was stuffed at the rim as Father Time strikes again, and the Wiz take care of the Hawks in game 1.
Father Time posted its first career block.
What did Gabby Union tweet about that? Didn't she give him crap for it,
yeah,
too?
Somebody's like, who raised the rim on Wade? And she said, I did. Next time, put the seat down.
Ah, wow.
That's so good. I can't believe she did that.
The Bulls, ironically, yeah, of all of the underdogs, were given as much a chance against the 1-seed, the Celtics, as like some 6s and 7s in the other conferences. So that was really engaging. Plus, I felt bad about it, but I still rooted against the Celtics. And what was the other series?
Wizards and the Hawks.
The Wizards Hawks. That was a really good game, actually. I was kind of into both of them, and I probably caught half of both games. So I'm going to split the difference, go 5-5.
I didn't watch either, so I'm going to go 2-2, just because it's in the NBA playoffs, and I do keep an ear open to them.
On the Best Coast on Sunday as well, Warriors get by the Blazers. Draymond Green might have had the two best blocks and plays of the playoffs in game 1 of the first round, and then the nightcap, the MVP bowl between Harden and Russ, with the Rockets crushing the Thunder.
Both of those are a 9 for me. I mean, Blazers, Warriors, I mean, I'm interested in the Blazers and the Warriors, so I watched that entire game pretty much. And then Thunder, Rockets, that's arguably the best matchup in the entire playoffs so far.
Unless
so,
it goes like that.
Unless it goes like that. But still, I mean, the star power, the ability of both teams, both of those really good.
I guess considering I left my house and drove somewhere and hung out and watched the game, I got to give that a 10 because that's an effort for the Blazers and Warriors. But boy, what a mismatch. The other one, I did the check-in again because I was excited about it, but there never was a reason to really watch. So I'm going to give that one a 4.
All right, we're not going to talk about the Sharks getting shut out twice in a row. So we're going to move on to some baseball. James Paxton is AL Player of the Week. He's gone 21 shutout innings without giving up a run, including 8 this weekend. Blue Jays can't win. Chris Sale, his second straight 10-plus strikeout for the Bo Sox. Did you watch any baseball this weekend?
I did not watch a lot of baseball.
None whatsoever.
I caught some of the Yankees. And whatever was the MLB game early, I think it was the Orioles. So I'm going to give baseball this weekend overall a 5.
That's a 0 for me. With playoff sports happening.
Playoffs?
Baseball's a 0 at this point.
Well, the Yankees are on a winning streak, and I have a feeling they're going to be few and far between, so I had to capitalize.